The U.S. government has spent $100 billion since 1983 to build a missile defense system. It certainly got its money's worth in controversy. Some critics doubt that such a system could ever work. Others, the Russians in particular, say it might work too well and upset a delicate strategic balance. A little more than a week ago, the Missile Defense Agency announced a successful test of an interceptor. Lieutenant General Trey Obering, the agency director, says this latest simulation strengthens the case for missile defense. General Obering joins us now to talk about this. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
General, you called this test a major step forward. Tell us what happened and how it was conducted.
Well, what we did is we took a target missile that is as best that we can guess the North Koreans would be using, for example, in an attack against the United States, and we launched that missile in a trajectory that emulates an attack from North Korea to the United States. And then we intercepted that missile with an interceptor from California at Vandenberg Air Force Base.
And what did you learn about the defense system's capabilities as a result of this test?
It worked beautifully. It worked as designed. All indications are from the data review so far is that we scored a direct hit on the warhead.
Critics say the test may not have been very realistic because if it were an actual missile attack, the enemy would perhaps also launch decoys to try and confuse the interceptors. Do you agree with that?
Certainly. First of all, there's all types of things that that an enemy could use to try to decoy from the real warhead or try to have a warhead look like a decoy. There's many ways to do things. Not every missile that is launched will carry countermeasures. That's one thing that we're pretty certain of. We're also certain that they will be using countermeasures on many of them in the future. Now, the system that is deployed today can handle what we call simple countermeasures. It can handle balloons and those types of decoys, and we have actually flown against those in the previous testing back in 2001. We are going to add those types of countermeasures in our next flight test that's coming up as early as February. It could be as late as around June. But we'll be using those in our step-by-step approach to the testing of the system, and we are confident that it will be able to handle those.
Is the plan right now for 10 ground-based missiles in Poland and a tracking station in the Czech Republic?
Yes. In fact, the overall strategy for the system was to first turn our attention to the North Koreans because we believed that they were farther along in their program, and then to turn our attentions to protecting ourselves initially from Iran, and then to extend that coverage to our deployed forces in Europe and our allies and our friends there. What we did is we looked at all the potential launch sites in Iran to the United States and to Europe, and then we looked at the coverage of those trajectories and selected Poland and the Czech Republic as the two sites that are optimum for these interceptors and for the tracking radar that we're talking about.
Now, Russia, as you know, opposes the plan to put the missiles in Poland and the radar station in the Czech Republic. It says that system would threaten its own security. How valid do you think that concern is?
I don't believe it is valid on the surface. I think you have to get deeper. For example, the Russians have maintained hundreds and hundreds of ICBMs, thousands of warheads on those ICBMs. Obviously, 10 interceptors in Poland are not going to threaten that type of force. In addition, because we optimized the location of these interceptors in Poland to counter Iranian launches, they are not positioned properly to try to counter a Russian missile. In fact, we cannot catch and destroy a Russian missile from those locations. We get too far behind the missile to be able to catch it. I personally think that the Russian concern more lies in the fact that they're worried that this is a first step towards something else in the future. And the things that we want to remind them of is, first of all, these are defensive interceptors only. There's no warheads on these missiles. There's no explosives even on these missiles. They're strictly a hit-to-kill where we run basically a telescope, a seeker telescope, into the incoming warhead to destroy that.
As you know, critics, including a former advisor to the Chief of Naval Operations, say the interceptors are, in fact, powerful enough to catch Russian ICBMs. And they say the U.S. is misstating its capabilities. What are the facts here?
The facts are simply that they do not have the facts. They misrepresent the velocities that we fly. They misrepresent what we call the mass fraction, which is how much propellant of mass do you have to the overall mass of the interceptor. They misrepresent the trajectories that we have to fly because of limitations on the interceptor in terms of structural. So they just have the wrong data. I think they're well-meaning, but they have the wrong data. The other thing is we're being very transparent with the Russians. We've invited them to our missile defense sites in the United States. In fact, There were two Russians that sat next to me in our flight test last Friday that we invited, and they accepted the invitation to observe. We've also invited them to our interceptor site in Alaska at Fort Greeley. We've had Russian television crews and media at a variety of our sites, including Alaska and Colorado Springs and Washington. So we're trying to be as transparent as we can, and we're also trying to collaborate with the Russians to try to convince them that we are not concerned about them. We are concerned about the Iranians.
What was their reaction after observing this most recent test? Were they satisfied?
I think their reaction was a little bit one of amazement. Frankly, I think they were amazed that we were open to them. And overall, I think it was a good step forward. And I'm still optimistic about this because I do believe that it is a threat we have to pay attention to, the Iranian threat. And I think it's going to take us collaborating with the Russians, along with our NATO partners and others, to try to address this in the future.
Lieutenant General Trey Obering, Director of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much.